After the announcement yesterday, and we had MLA DeLargy on from Derry, and he'd been talking about he'd been working with his colleagues in Donegal. If they can work with their colleagues in Donegal, and they reckon that the 40% of the users of the airport come from Donegal, well then why can they not work together and see if they can get 40% of the funding to for that airport? Because it's the ratepayers of Derry and Strabane District Council that pay for that, with none of the neighbouring councils, both north and south, giving anything towards the contributions of that. I've been shouting about this since 2013, before the amalgamation took place between Derry and Strabane District Councils.
And there's no doubt that those within Donegal are benefiting from the airport, to the whole northwest is. But it's important then, there has been, as you say, repeated calls for the government to come on board because the council says they simply don't have the money to do so.
It's exactly, because it's services within the Derry and Strabane District Council area that are being cut. And if we had put 40% of that money, that they say that there's 40% of the users are coming from Donegal, coming into the Derry and Strabane District Council area, that means that we wouldn't have a lot of cuts that would have taken place now coming up in the next year. And listening to your article yesterday from the Sinn Féin MLA DeLargy from Derry, and he talked about his counterparts in Donegal, how they've worked together on this. Why can they not work together and get the Donegal County Council to give a contribution of 40% at least to the running of this airport? Because they keep calling it regional, you know, but there's no one within this region, only Derry and Strabane ratepayers, that are paying for the airport.